Train it up.
I know. You know, the words I say is train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he's old, he won't depart from it. Amen. I remember when I was little like that, my mom, and I thank God for my mom. She was in church all my life. Amen. A minister, a true, faithful warrior for the Lord. A lot of times would do what we say, she used that drug on me. She drugged me to church. And because she drugged me to church, here I am. Amen. I could have been, you know, when I got up and got what I thought 3 times 7, I'm 21, I could do what I want. You know, I kind of strayed away from the Lord, but he saw fit to allow me to come back to him. Amen. So I came back to the Lord and dedicated my life to him. But I saw when I was that little, we used to mimic the people in the church. Amen. You know, and that's how you start. Amen. You start by watching people. And believe it or not, children watch what you do.
Oh, yeah.
They watch you more than they listen to you. Sometimes they turn you off because that's not what they want to hear. But they're watching what you do. And if you watch them, they'll mimic what you do. They just little mirrors. And they mimic what you do. So I thank the Lord for little Brendan and all of our little children. Amen. They're our next generation. If the Lord doesn't come back and he spares us, amen, they're going to be the ones that take over. Amen. They're going to be the ones that keep this flame burning. Yeah. Amen. I thank the Lord for everyone that's here. Amen. Like I said, we are small in number, but we're large in the Lord. Amen. Always believe that the Lord, he can work in smaller numbers. He chose the nation of Israel. They were the smallest nation. Amen. They didn't have big giants. They didn't have a lot of cultural things that they could stand on. It was just a small nation. So I'm choosing that nation for myself. I'm going to make great things out of them. Amen. Such a small, he works in small numbers. Amen. He's good for that. So I love the Lord because we like to give the people when they come here the feeling of warmth, the feeling that of acceptance, you know, some churches you can go in and you feel like a coldness, you know, that everything is regimented. Amen. We have a certain script that we follow. I don't want to say script, but we have a certain plan because, you know, but we don't quench the spirit. Amen. It's like when we sing, we don't only sing for 20 minutes, 10 minutes. If the Lord gets into our singing, we go on until the Lord say change. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
That's right.
You know, we don't try to bore your patience with, you know, repetitiveness or longevity of time. But the first order of business is letting the Lord lead.
Thanks.
Amen. We believe in letting the Lord lead us. We also believe in the Lord's divine intervention and his divine way that he lets people cross paths. Amen. And that I like to segue into saying I thank the Lord for Linda being here today. Amen. She lives here in Clear Lake with her husband, and hopefully, you know, she heard or she felt something today to say, I want to give that little church another try. and come on back. We welcome you. We welcome you to come back and to visit us and to, you know, to worship with us. We just a little friendly church, you know. We don't put no pressure on nobody. I like the way you got up and you did your prayer request. Amen. But, you know, like I said, everybody has something to say for the Lord. Everybody's not a preacher. Everybody's not a guitar player or a drummer or an organist. Everybody can't speak in certain ways. But everybody can give thanks for what the Lord has done for them.
Amen.
Amen. And I don't like to pass a portion of service where I don't give everybody an opportunity to say, thank you, Jesus. And at this time, Linda, if you would have something to say for the Lord, we want to give you an opportunity again to testify. Amen.
I have to say because of my dad. Hey, he's brought me through a lot of things.
Amen.
A lot of operations.
Amen. Amen.
Not that I haven't believed, I've always believed in God and Jesus.
Amen.
No matter if it's outside my house or wherever, because Jesus says we're one or two gathered.
That's right.
And I truly believe that.
Amen.
Amen.
I also believe that God's got a mission for you.
Amen. Amen.
Whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Yes.
No matter if you try to.
Amen. Amen.
I've been through, have a lot of deaths through my family, and he brought me through that. The card, that little light of mine, really touched me because that was my daughter's favorite song.
Amen. Amen.
15 years. Amen. That meant a lot to me.
Amen.
Like
amen. Well, God bless you and your family. Amen. And like I said, you know. We welcome you back anytime you
I'll
want to
back.
Come, you know. Amen. God bless
Amen.
You. Amen. And also all the way from Bangor, Maine. Amen. The other side of the United States, over 3,000 miles. Amen. This man has traveled. Who knew that he would end up here at Hilltop.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But the Lord knew.
Amen.
The Lord knew. Amen. And talking to him, he's been all over the world. Been to Vietnam, been to Korea, been to the Philippines, been all over.
Yeah.
But thank God. God saw somewhere in his itinerary, go to Clear Lake. Stop by Hilltop. Amen. So in talking to him, I asked him just to say a few words. Without any further ado, I would like to introduce Rob, Minister Rob Hauser, amen, to come in his own words and just say a little bit about what the Lord has done for him and his mission that the Lord has him on. So
amen.
If you would can come, Rob. Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive him by saying amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
I bring greetings from Bangor, Maine,
amen.
From the Apostolic Lighthouse in Bangor, Maine.
Amen.
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 I have a card here, a business card I'd like to give to you.
All right. Well, God bless you. Amen.
It's a long ways from Bangor, Maine.
Yes, it is.
About 3,500 miles.
Wow.
I went to make a decision to either go to the Sioux Nation or this small community.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I was in a situation where I was a Baptist at the time, but when I was in Bible college, it just kept on coming on to me that I had to that there was something better for me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And so one day I was invited to a small Pentecostal church. Yeah. And that was a day that changed my heart.
Amen.
That was a day that changed my walk.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
That was a day that I wanted to put together the Holy Spirit and Rob Hosier together.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The Lord hooked me up
with him,
just like it was a train.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, it is. Put your yoke upon me. Ye that are weak, weary, and a great problem came within my home.
Thank you.
I didn't ask for it, but it happened.
Yes. Amen.
And I was at work, and a young man said, I understand that you're a Baptist. And I said, well, I went to a Baptist school, but I don't know what I am. I was in a situation where I was hurting, really hurting in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And in the school that I went to, in the churches that I had sat under, said, stay away from the Pentecostals.
Oh, no.
And this thing, it hit me just like a sledgehammer. Because they said it's the third gospel.
The third gospel.
And I didn't have any idea what they meant. And then I said, what do you mean by third gospel? He said, I'm talking about that full gospel mess.
Oh,
Jesus. I said, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
And when I was in Bible school, God had laid this stuff upon my heart. Am I going to believe God or am I going to believe man?
Right.
Hallelujah.
So I went into that little Pentecostal church and I sat there just weeping that Almighty God would perform a miracle operation spiritually in my heart.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I felt the warmth, beloved, coming up from my lower portion of my abdomen.
Hallelujah.
And just began to go, and I began to praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I said, if this is really you and it's not a lie, I want it.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
And so I felt it coming just straight up. It was a warmth. It's something that can't go out there and just grab and get.
All right.
But it's something that God's got to give you.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And the pastor, very tall man, Pastor Stevens, invited folks to come to the altar.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
And I was one of the last ones to go to the altar. Why? Because I was scared.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there's a lot of people in the world today that are scared.
Yes.
It's true.
And then I got up to the altar, very timid, but I still got that warm feeling coming up.
Hallelujah.
And then I bowed my head and I said, God, if this be you, I want it. If not, I'm going to walk out of here.
Thank you, Jesus.
And in March of 1982, what was the greatest thing that ever happened.
Amen.
I knelt and people laid their hands on me and I began to speak.
Hallelujah.
With a brand new tongue.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
He couldn't go and say, well, I'll see you next year or next month, preacher. At that time, I was still a Baptist preacher. I can't do that. What do you say we sit down and talk about the book? And no one had to explain to me, you see, what the book was.
Right.
He said, can I, we sat down right over here? I said, yes. And then he showed me the book of Acts.
All right.
Now, Baptists say that Pentecostals are full gospels, full gospel churches. But if we be the full gospel churches, what are they?
All right.
That's right. Is it part gospel?
Amen.
All right.
Can't dive a column 3 weeks.
And he showed me Acts chapter 2 and verse 38.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I'll never forget. I'll never
Hallelujah.
Forget.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Then Peter said unto them,
all right.
Yes.
Repent.
Yes.
Repent.
Hallelujah. And be baptized, every one of you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Amen.
For the remission of sin,
Hallelujah.
For the taking away of sin,
yes.
And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I began
thank you, Jesus.
To get up and praise God, and I was jumping like a kangaroo.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
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 And he put his hand around
Hallelujah.
Me. And he said, you know what the first thing in salvation is? And I turned to him and I said, it's not speaking in tongues. And that great big tall preacher said, well, what do you think it is? It's the hearing of the word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You get the hearing of the word in you and let that build
yes.
that power.
All right.
And then that warmness I had, it came out of my mouth.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You know, I won't take much of the pastor's time here, but I just
go ahead and preach.
Yeah. All right. But you know, the thing that hit me was our faith cometh by hearing.
Yes.
All right.
And hearing by the word of God.
Hallelujah. Yes.
You see, half of your testimony has got to be in your heart.
Hallelujah.
The other half of that testimony, beloved, has got to come out of your mouth.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Please, you get nothing out of this service today. Amen. Don't forget that.
Amen. All right.
Amen. That's so vital right. for you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
And I'm going to close right here for now, but there's a couple things I'd like to say. Taken out of the book of Amos, chapter 8, says, behold, the day come, saith the Lord God, that I'll send a famine.
All right.
Everybody say famine.
Famine.
In the land, not a famine of bread,
all right.
nor thirst for water,
all right.
but of hearing the word of the Lord.
Amen. Yes. Right. The word of God.
You've got to bury that word into yourself.
Amen.
Yes.
You have much need to bury the word into you.
Yes.
Amen.
And I looked at that verse of scripture. And Pastor, I'm still looking at that verse of scripture.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I've started to write a message and then I quit. And then God began to minister unto my heart. The Bible tells us in the book of James chapter 4 and verse 14. Whereas, you don't know what you'll be on tomorrow.
All right.
That's right.
For what is your life?
Amen. Uh-huh.
It is even a vapor that right. appeareth for a little time, right. then yes. vanishes away.
Yes.
away.
Yes.
Again, Jesus said, come. God bless you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Rob.
Amen.
Amen. You know, and like I said, we never know what God has for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. But we thank God for those words. Amen. For he touched on a lot of subjects. Becoming a new creature. Amen. But his one in Amos about there being a... We look around us today, and there is a famine in the land.
Yes, there is.
Amen. We're in a land of plenty. We've got food that we give away, that we can't give away. We've got more than what we need. But our spiritual soul, our spiritual need is in a famine because people don't want to hear the yes. word of God.
Amen.
They don't want to hear. Mm-hmm. Amen. We don't like to preach over preachers, but I love what he said. Amen. Amen. About
thank
Acts
you,
2,
Jesus.
38,
hallelujah.
Which is
all right.
The basis
that's
of
it.
Our whole religion.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Our
thank
whole
you.
Belief, our whole being.
That's
yes.
right.
Amen. Is being baptized mm-hmm. in Jesus' name.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus Christ.
And receiving the gift of God,
hallelujah.
Which is evident by speaking in tongues.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love that. And Brother Rob, anytime you're in Little Old Clear Lake, please stop by and see
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You.
That's a blessing.
Amen. Amen.
I will.
Amen.
Okay, we're going to stand and be dismissed. If anybody has been, first of all, if anybody has been touched by the Lord, anybody seems in need of prayer, we have blessed all here. Come, let us pray the prayer of faith over you. Whatever is bothering you, the Lord is able to fulfill your wishes, your needs. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.